broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. For HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
So my next guest is Robert Herzog, CEO of eCaring. Robert, thank you for joining.
My pleasure, thanks.
So did you just come off stage as well?
I did. I was the last presenter, so I tried to tell a joke to keep people awake. I don't know if it worked, but...
I love it. That's terrific. Would you care to tell us the joke?
Well, I said that if there was a startup that could explain the smell of asparagus pee, that I would be interested in that company based upon lunch today in the men's room. So
that's terrific.
Anyway.
So tell us about eCaring.
Well, eCaring, on the other hand, we lower people's healthcare costs, and we do that by generating real-time comprehensive information from the home. And that's really where we're different, I think, from most other companies. We invented an icon-based language that enables home aides, patients, caregivers to enter enormous amounts of information in real time about the mental and physical state, clinical data, behaviors and activities, medication adherence of people who are getting care in the home. And then that's used to provide them with better care.
That's terrific. What type of technology do you use, and how do you actually facilitate that?
Sure. Well, most of the homes that we deal with are low-income, the dual-eligible Medicaid, Medicare mm-hmm. population, because that's really, if you want to bend the cost curve in the United States, that's the population you have to address. It's not tech-savvy people like you and me worrying about, you know, what our problems are, although they're real, but nonetheless, those are the super-utilizers, the costliest people in the system. So we generally provide a tablet in the home. We just signed a major partnership arrangement with Samsung.
Excellent.
This is a huge deal for a company like ours.
Sure.
So Samsung will kit prep and support all the tablets in the field. And then we've also recently, it's been a good week, signed a contract with Verizon, so they provide cellular data. And then both these companies will be doing marketing and sales for us and sponsoring case studies, et cetera. So we provide the technology in the home. Most of the homes don't have internet.
Right.
You know, let alone broadband or anything like that.
So to that end, and you certainly covered some of the key points I want to hit on, big announcements for your company. But so doing that visit, if they don't have access to the internet, how do you achieve your goals in the visit? And
Well, we provide a cellular data plan, so we get them access.
Perfect.
So here's a typical case study for us.
Verizon helps you with that?
Verizon is doing that now. Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's right. So typical situation for us, an 82-year-old diabetic woman, her blood sugar is 70. So the aide enters 70 on our system. It's very easy for her to do that. You don't need – so long as she has a glucometer or a patient has a scale, they can enter and use our system. That information is transmitted up into the cloud to a care manager who receives it through a text or email or flagged on the screen in our system itself. Normally, that patient is going to go to the ER. That's the that's the primary care provider,
right.
You know, for a low-income patient. So they're crashing. They're scared. And they're going to go to the ER. With eCaring, within minutes, the care manager can call into the home, assess the situation, talk to the aide and patient, and sometimes it's just as simple as drink a glass of orange juice.
Right.
And half an hour later, blood sugar is 106, and you've avoided a $2,500 event. And we do that every week. We keep people out of the hospital.
Brilliant. I love it. So who are the main people that you're selling to? What are the, say, two or three main customers right now?
On a general level, it's people who are exposed to a Medicare risk. So that's insurers who have managed Medicaid or Medicare Advantage plans. It's payers of plans, particularly now those under capitated rates, because they're getting a fixed fee now. It's no longer fee for service.
Right.
So if they don't live within their ceiling, that ceiling is going to crash down on them.
Yeah.
And we're saving $4,000 and more per member per year for those kinds of organizations. And that means that we can really have an impact on their economics to help them really stay within those limits. So for plans, payers, and some home care agencies, we just signed a client in Chicago, actually, I'm seeing tomorrow. So they are the kinds of people that are using us.
Where are you guys headquartered?
New York City.
Excellent. So do you guys have a booth at HIMSS this year?
No. Happily, we'll be partnering in the future with Verizon for things like that. So
that's,
we'll let them handle the heavy freight.
Love it. That's very smart. So Tell me about the pitch. So you, what are the three main pieces of your pitch, and then also that you went and gave up on stage today? Then I got a follow up to that.
We lower healthcare costs by generating real time information from the home at a level and at a usability for all players in the system that nobody else has ever done. So for the whether it's the home aide or the care manager or the administrator of those people, we provide information in a different and more comprehensive way. And because of that, the results speak for themselves. You know, the dollar savings, we reduced congestive heart failure readmissions in a major hospital by 60% because of early interventions. In a program we just did with a major home care agency in Brooklyn, we cut the length of stay of hospital visits by 70%. Because if you get that diabetic when it's 300 blood sugar, they're in for 2 days. But if it's 500 and they're in shock and ketosis, mm-hmm. then it's 9 days. So we have this tremendous impact on lowering hospital use and costs associated with that. The other side to that is we keep people in their home.
Yeah,
that's where they want to be. It's where they're most comfortable. They're not exposed to the risks of the hospital, and they really just can manage their lives a lot better and more comfortably.
Brilliant. So what are your goals for today, this presentation? So you're looking to raise a fund? I mean, you're around right now?
Yeah, we are. We've raised a fair amount of money to date, so we're raising a little bit now to sort of keep us through 2015. And at the end of this year, we'll be raising a larger amount for national expansion.
Excellent. So as my guest and audience knows, we are broadcasting live. One session just broke out. But during your talk, Robert, you got a very big round of applause.
Yes.
I noticed that. I like that.
Glad to hear that.
So, but no, thank you. So what is this round? Can you mention the ballpark that you're raising?
We're raising $500,000 now, and we'll be raising about $5 million in the third quarter of this year.
Okay. And that's mainly, when you go for the $5 million, what are you going to be? Is that mainly for expansion, business development?
Yes, we want to roll out nationally. We've been New York-based, and now we're going to be, we've been in Chicago now, we're in Wisconsin, we're looking at California, Florida, Texas, and we want to, Pennsylvania, we want to expand in those states.
Terrific. So you answered one of my last questions that I always like to end with, but you have a couple of big announcements. You talked about Samsung, you
yes.
talked about Verizon.
Right.
Anything else that you want to mention to my audience?
Well, we also signed with a terrific remote management system so that we can look at any tablet in the field and manage it at home, so we can add games, apps, other kinds of things into those systems in order to make them much more usable and increase patient engagement with them. And then we're signing up big insurance companies and payers for using the system.
Excellent. Robert, thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you got a busy schedule here, so thank you, my friend.
It was my pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Robert Herzog, CEO of eCaring. And, as everybody can hear, we have a forum that's breaking out right now. I know some of the speakers just came off the stage, and again, we're live, and so we're having a fun time here.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.